Good morning, we're Kadim and Chayotim Klal Nun, and we're learning Simon Vov. So the Chayotim says the following, Afagav the Kaimelon Sabak Brachos the Hokel. So in case a person is not sure whether he's supposed to make a bracha or not, he cannot make a bracha misafik. And Chazal said that because of the Isser of bracha lebatala, you can't say bracha misafik because maybe you're going to be doing the Isser of bracha lebatala. Case of a bracha deraisa, however, benching, a person is a chayiv benching, the sabak deraisa lechumra tells you that you have to say the bracha. It's not called a bracha lebatala because there is a purpose to it. The batala means it's purposeless. Well, it's not purposeless. Excuse me. Sabak deraisa lechumra tells me that I have a chayiv to say this bracha. Because misafik, I'm a chuyib to bench misafik. I'm not sure if I benched yet. It's a case with tachiyib the raisu. So what about bracha achas mein sholosh? Well, bracha achas mein gimel kima the yeshem he the raisu mi the raisu. So the Rambam shita is that bracha achas mein gimel is the rabbanon, and the Shulchan Aruch assumes that opinion. This is the end of Siman Reish Tes. But the Mishnah Berurah there points out that the Achronim, referring to the Chayyadim and others, point out that many, many Rishonim hold it that we paskin that Brach Achas Mein Gimel is the Reis, the Rosh, the Rashba, and others. So now, according to those Shitas that it's the Reis, you would say Sveka the Reis of the Chumra on a Safik Brach Achas Mein Gimel. So now you have a situation by benching you Vadei the Reis. You say, even in the case of Suffolk, you bench, because the chiyuv of Suffolk, the rice of the Chumra, says you have to bench. Over here, I don't know whether it's the rice or not. According to Rishonim, that's the rice, so I have a chiyuv to say the Brach Achas Mein Gimel. According to Rishonim, it's Rabbanan, I'm not allowed to say Brach Achas Mein Gimel. So what should I do? Imasuk Uladaitom, according to those opinions, Imasupik, Chayim Levorach Me Suffolk, Kobirchaz Amazin, the Havi Suffolk, the rice. According to the opinions that that Brach Achas Mein Gimel is the rice, so in the case of a person has a situation of suffix, he would have a chiv to say the bracha. Just like by benching, he has a chiv to say the bracha, may suffix. But according to the other opinion, he's not allowed to say the bracha because you don't say suffix, it's not a derisa. Well, chayin, yizoyer sheyuchel oik tizayis, or sheyish to revias yayin, chay sheyuchel levorach, bracha chrenam en gimel. So now, what you should do is eat something or drink something which is chayiv in the bracha achas mein gimel. So you're vanei chayiv in the bracha now because of this other item that you just ate. Well, that's not questionable. So you're saying the bracha achas mein gimel now because of that. And then v'yichlo bo gam ha-min sh'ochol u'shosim mikodem. So once I'm saying the bracha achas mein gimel, we said before you use the same bracha for multiple items. So let's say a person has a suffix on mezonos. He's not sure if he's mechuyav to say alamechir or not. He doesn't remember if he said alamechir yet or not. So he doesn't have any more mezonos left, but he has a cup of wine. So he drinks the wine. He says alagefen. Well, in the alagefen, he also mentions alamechir because now he's not a bracha lebatala. Either way, the bracha has to be said. And therefore, my suffix, I can include the alamechir in my bracha of alagefen. Etc. Those type of examples. He could eat some dates and say alo eats and then say alo mechir as well. Okay. V'ayim b'samuch simen chav, the chayadim later on in this simen, that the case over there, he also mentions this idea that you can include something misafik. He discusses that more later on. Now the Chayyadim adds a caveat. The din of Sabah deraisa l'chumra by benching is only because the person ate a shir sviya. V'chalta b'savot o'birachta. The mitzvah deraisa is v'chalta b'savot o'birachta. The person ate a kazayis pas, and he's not surveyor from that kazayis. He's not filled from that. The key of benching is only the rice, is only the rabbanon. So we're saying over here, I have by brach achas mein gimel, it's the rice. But it's not more chomer than benching. According to the opinion of the Rosh and the Rashba, the Torah writes in the first pasuk of these pasukim, the Torah writes the seven species that which are the praise of Eretz Yisrael. The next pasuk, the Torah talks about eating bread, and the third pasuk says v'chalta v'sovata v'rachta. So it's according to this opinion is going back not only on the previous pasuk which is referring to eating bread, but on the pasuk prior to that referring to all of the zayin minim. Okay, but it says v'chalta v'sovata v'rachta. So the same way by benching, the mitzvah of the rice of benching is only if a person is saveya. The mitzvah of brachach zman gimel is only the rice, even according to this opinion, if a person is saveya. If a person ate a little bit of mezonos and he's not saveya, it's only a safek derabanan. So then you don't have to do this. You say the rule is safek derabanan lekula and you don't say anything. Safek brach is lehakul and you don't say anything. But a case where a person had a sheer sviya of these items, so now he's going to have to say, according to the Rosh and the Rashba and the other Rishonim, bracha achas megimel min araisa. So that's when we apply this suggestion of eating some more. But nearly davka she'ochel k'nei svia oz havi savik deraisa. It would seem to me that the Chayim says it's only a person had a sheer svia that this is going to be an issue. Now in the Nishmas Adam he says by drinking. You don't need a share of svia of drinking, you just need a share of a revius. That's called k'dei svia by yayin. So a person has a revius of yayin. So then this halacha would apply, but a person has a svia by foods, it's only if he's actually svia. Maybe we'll clarify one more point about this in the next shir, and then we'll go on and finish off the rest of the siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.